Blog Talk Radio.
Interrupted our program a little bit to let the people know about this idol that was in the image of what we have learned and was taught is the representation of Christ. A big, huge statue of a white figure with long hair sticking his hands up toward heaven like he had made a football score. Everyone recognized this as a symbol or representation of the Christ of the New Testament. This thing was completely destroyed. You ask yourself why? Because Yah's divine indignation went out against this thing. He went out against it because it was not a representation of him. It was not a true representation of his son. And it was not a true representation of anything holy, but something very vile that was used to corrupt and mislead our people. First of all, as I had explained a few weeks ago, the Creator was against any image at all being made. He didn't want even an image of himself, and he didn't allow us to see anything that would resemble him or anything that we could have possibly mistaken as him. And he gave us the second commandment, which stated that we shall not make unto ourselves any graven image or any likeness of anything in heaven above, the earth beneath, or the waters under the earth. The Creator said, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, Yahweh, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children of them that hate me, even unto the third and fourth generations, but showing mercy upon thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. But here, the Creator did not leave any room left for anyone to interpret that he wanted an image to be made of himself. And this thing that you've seen on I-75 was not only a false graven image, but it was an image of something the Creator hated, because it was the image that our people, the original house of Israel, began to worship and serve and deify as if it was a god itself. And the Almighty stated in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, the 8th verse. Here the Creator says, I am Yahweh.
That is my name.
That is my name, said Yahweh.
And my glory will I not give to another.
And the Creator said he would never give his glory to another. Now, if you don't know what the word another means, that means to anyone else. His son, his daughter, anyone, an angel, anyone, period. The Creator said he will never give his glory unto another. Now, if the Creator meant what he says and says what he means, then that meant that Christianity is predicated on lies, deception, and deceit. And we can talk about that tonight if you want to. Furthermore, a few other weeks ago, I spoke on the fact that the Creator again has confirmed the words of his servant. He brought out to the realization of everyone the fact that the modern day doctors and scientists have found that the Neanderthal man, who they began to find their bones and study intensely and study us at the same time, guess what they found out? They found out that this Neanderthal, which is really a beast, that's part human, and I would say because of his involvement with man sexually, but is a beast, they found out this beast has blood and has his genes in every nation on the face of this earth, with the exception of the African people. They came to the realization. They came to the undeniable conclusion that the African people are the only people on the face of this earth that does not have the genes and blood of this beast in him. So as the New Testament says, God made man from one blood. That's not absolutely so, because man went away from mankind and began to deal with beasts and the beast kind. And that's how we got these Croagnum man and Neanderthal man and these other men that looked more beastly than human. And I had said over 40 years that I don't care what these high-polluted scientists are teaching about man came from an ape, the Almighty's word is the truth. And in his divine truth, he let his servants know that he made them in his own image and after his own likeness. And when we begin to see and identify ourselves with the words of the true and living Elohim, we sing that his likeness and his image was of a dark hue, and that the Most High had pure woolly hair. The Creator describes his hair as looking like pure wool. Now, why is this so important? Because the Creator said that he is the epitome of beauty. Now, if he's the epitome of beauty, the personification of excellence, and you see our Creator is of a dark hue, all the angels are of a dark hue, and the Almighty and all the angels that were ever described had woolly hair. And every ape, every baboon, every chimpanzee, every orangutan, every Neanderthal and Cro-Magnon man that they ever found on the face of this earth had straight hair, like the wild beasts out in the forest. And Yah's hair is described in the book of Daniel for us and was put there for a purpose. Now, some of the modern Bibles, you will not see this description. They changed that to deceive you. But if you get your older Bibles or dealing in Hebrew, you will find that it reads, Daniel 7 and 9, it says,
I beheld till the thrones were cast down.
I beheld unto all the thrones on earth, all the empires on earth, all the kingdoms of this earth was cast down, which would include America.
And the Ancient of Days did sit.
He's sitting to rule now because he gave man a chance to rule. He gave man a chance to govern himself, and they all failed miserably. The day the United States is polluted in an ocean of oil that's killing and destroying all the ecosystem, that's defiling the entire earth, that's killing generations and generations and generations of wildlife to come. Here, the Creator said that his people would die in a polluted land. So I knew that there would be no land on this earth as polluted as the United States when Yahweh finished with it. When he finished, this would be the most polluted place on the face of this earth. Not because Elisha said so, but because these are the words of the true and living Elohim. He let us know this. He let us know the type of man and the type of country that we would be sent to and what would befall our people in a latter day. And look what it finished. Look what it's saying also. We're not quite finished reading that verse. He said, I beheld unto the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garments was white as snow.
And the hair of his head like the pure wool.
And the hair of his head, not straight like a lion, not straight like a grizzly bear, not straight like a Neanderthal, not straight like the cavemen they found, but his hair is like the pure wool. That's how our Creator allowed one of the greatest prophets that ever lived to describe him when he seen him in a vision. And this is the prophecy, and this is the vision of Daniel, the prophet that was sent in the captivity with the other Israelites into Babylon under Nebuchadnezzar. So now you see this, and here the Creator let us know this. Not only that, the Creator has brought out to us also in recent current events how he's confirming the words of his servant, because he's bringing out the fact that in the last day, the Creator said, they would all acknowledge you as the seed of the true and living Elohim. And when I say you, I'm speaking of the black man in America. I'm speaking of the original Israelites. And Yahweh said they would acknowledge our presence in the latter days, and they are. Just the other day, one of the news columnists, Miss Helen Thomas, who's been there longer than any other news columnist in the White House, she made a statement and said, the Jewish people need to leave the state of Israel, meaning they don't belong there. They were transplanted there. These are not the original people. She said they need to leave Israel and go back where they came from. And then she said Germany and Poland, stating that these people are converts. And the world know that they are converts and that they need to go home so we can have some peace on this earth, because that's why we're not having peace today. You have an imposter masquerading as if he is the genuine article in our land, calling himself by our name, stating that he is the original Israelites. And Yah is bringing this out. Just the other day, a Muslim minister that's been teaching Islam all his life, that's been teaching openly that we are the Asiatic black man, that we are the lost tribe of Shabazz. Now, this minister has came out to the open right there in Atlanta, Georgia, the 26th of this month, and stated that he has something to tell the people. And this minister by the name of Minister Louis Farrakhan told his audience, alleged to be over 5,000 people, that the black man in America are the true Israelites, that we are the original Israelites. Well, we have always known this, and we didn't have to tell you that yesterday. This is what we've been teaching as long as we've been in America. Yahweh has had representatives. Yahweh has had teachers. Yahweh has even had prophets in this land teaching our people the true identity of our people. So that was nothing new to our people, that I have eyes and can see and ears and can hear. But for the mentally deaf and dumb, it might have seemed like something new. It might have been a sudden surprise because they've been sleeping so long and they didn't know that they had many Israelites by the thousands all over America been teaching this for years. But Yah had them hid in a secret chamber waiting for that day that he has chosen to let out this great truth. If we look in the book of Isaiah, we look in the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter. Here the Creator will tell you that he had a people that he has chosen, and that this people are his servants. And he had these people hid. When Christianity was being taught all over the world, all over America, when Islam was being taught all over the world, all over America, Yah had a people hid for himself to bring out in the latter days the truth. And look what he says about these people. And these people have never told our people that they're the Asiatic black man. They never told our people that they are the lost tribe of Shabazz. They have always told our people the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And we didn't have to get it from a messenger. We got it right from the master's mouth himself. Here the Creator states to the world in the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, "Listen, O owls, unto me,
and hearken, ye people from far. Yahweh hath called me from the womb."
Yahweh has called me from the womb. Now, who is he speaking of? Is he talking about the Christ of the New Testament that some people call Yahshua? Is he talking about the Christ of the New Testament that some people call Yehoshua? Is he talking about the Christ of the New Testament that some people call JC? Or is he talking to his holy servants, his elect, his chosen servant, Israel? Let's see who he is speaking of when he says, "Listen, O islands, unto me. Hearken, ye people from far, from one end of the earth unto another." And then the prophet declares, "Yahweh has called me from the womb.
From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name, and he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword."
He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. And that's the reason I, one of Yah's chosen, have told any minister of Islam, any minister of Christianity, and any minister of Judaism, and even of Israel that's teaching anything other than these pure, true words of Yahweh that come out of the Torah and the Torah only, that we would debate them. Anywhere in the world, we would debate them and shame them if they're going to teach anything other than the pure words of the true and living Elohim that he has recorded in his book, which is the so-called Old Testament of the Bible. The Quran is not the words of the true and living Elohim. That book is a corruption, a book that's used to deceive our people, a book that's used to take our people away from the divine words of Yahweh. And he did not send us to accept the New Testament, the gospel, or the Christ of the New Testament. These are only a distraction. We are not to accept any book at all, except the words of the true and living Elohim, which are found only and exclusively in what is commonly called the Torah, the Tanakh, the Scriptures of Truth, or the so-called Old Testament of your Bible. And here Yahweh is allowing his servant to speak before he interrupts and begins to speak himself. The servant is saying, "Listen unto me, O owls. Hearken ye people from afar. For Yahweh has called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother has he made mention of my name, Israel." Not Ishmael. Israel. "And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. And the shadow of his hand has he hid me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver had he hid me and said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified." The Creator did not say he would be glorified in Ishmael. The Creator never said he would be glorified in Shabbat. He never said he would be glorified in these heathen names or European names, but he said he would be glorified through his servant Israel. And as of this day, Israel is the only people and the only ministers that's teaching you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Sure, these ministers are going to come out and going to confess the things that we've been teaching for years, and they will confess that these things are true. Minister Louis Farrakhan challenged any Christian minister that denies these things that he found out about the house of Israel. He has challenged any Muslim imam and minister to deny the things that he found out as being the truth. But he didn't challenge Israel, because he knew Israel was teaching the truth all along. When we were being ostracized, when we were being categorized as a cult, although we are the only church that's even mentioned in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, the foolish amongst our people had the audacity to call us a cult, not realizing the origins of the churches that they serve were just a few hundred years old. And Israel is the only church that was started by the true and living Elohim, the only church that's mentioned throughout the Holy Scriptures from Genesis to Malachi, the only church that's mentioned in the book of the Quran as Yahweh's people, the only church that's mentioned in the New Testament, even in the book of Revelation, as the only church that would be saved. No. He couldn't challenge us, but he challenged the Christian ministers and the Muslim ministers. And I doubt if they will accept his challenge, because if he speaks his truth, he got a strong hand to stand on now. If he's teaching that the black man in America or the original house of Israel He is teaching the truth. But let's teach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, sir. If you are teaching that we are indeed the house of Israel, isn't it time you teach your followers to observe Yahweh's Sabbath day that he gave to Israel and the world? Isn't it time to teach all of Yahweh's laws, statutes, covenants, and commandments? Isn't it time to teach the whole truth and nothing but the truth? Don't do what the Christian minister, just give them a little honey and then run away. You got a lot of lying ministers coming on the same radio station as I that'll give you a little truth and then mix it up with a lot of polluted lies and discussions about how you got to serve and worship Christ. Matter of fact, if Minister Louis Farrakhan is teaching the whole truth, he'll tell you to back off that Quran. He'll tell you, as he started his speech, that he accept Christ and the gospel. No. You can't do that and be a good Israelite. You cannot accept Christ because he's a distraction. He's not relevant to our salvation. He's no one that Yahweh has ever mentioned out of his mouth, period. He's not relevant. The Quran is not relevant. The only book that's relevant is the book where you can find where it says, "Thus said Yahweh," or "the words of Elohim came unto me." And that's only in the Torah. But I will avail myself to go and meet with any representative of any religion that wants to learn the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And when you've been out here for years dealing and dabbing in these lies that's being taught, takes a while to learn the truth. Takes a while to learn. And the only way you're going to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, is when Yah loves you enough to put a true prophet in your midst, as I am this day. And I will meet with anyone to give them this truth. It doesn't belong to me or the Israelites only. Yah had us preparing ourselves to teach this truth to the world. Here the Creator states in the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter. Tell you what, and we'll show you how Yahweh had Israel to do. If you read Exodus, the 19th chapter. If you start reading at the, we want to start where you can get right in to this truth. We're going to start reading right at the 5th and 6th verse. Here it says,
"Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine."
Notice what the Creator says. Here the Creator tells his people, "Now therefore, if," contingent upon a condition, "if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the nations and all people, For all the earth is mine, said Yah, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. So this is the message that Yah gave us, to teach the world the truth. And you should be able to look at yourself in the mirror, search your hearts today, and say, am I one of the people that Yah has redeemed for himself? Am I a chosen vessel? Well, let me tell you, whether you call yourself Muslims or Christians, Jewish people or Israelites, there's a way that you can check yourself out and find out the kind of heart that you have. Because most people have a heart that's totally against the Most High. Do you know what the laws are? The laws are defined as being the words of the true and living Elohim. If Yahweh say jump, and you have not jumped, then you broke his law. For the law is merely his words. If he say don't steal, and you stole or steal something, you broke his law. If Yahweh say worship me only, which he has said all over the book, and never said nothing deviating from that fact, nothing short of that fact, nothing compromising that fact. And he says, worship me only. And the one that you end up worshiping is the God of the Muslims or the God of the Christians. Then you know that you and your heart is not right. Another way you know you're not right, if you despise the law. And Yah said the wicked despises his law. And you know if you did, Yah said don't eat no pork, and you say I'm going to eat it anyway. That means you despise his law. If Yah said only worship me, and you say I'm going to serve Christ anyway, then you despise his law. If Yah says my servants of the house of Israel, and you say I'm a Muslim, then you are showing indignation toward his words anyway. Do you know, according to Amos, the second chapter, the fourth verse, do you know what that says? Well, I'm going to have it read to you so you can see what the prophet Amos said about the law of Yah. He said in Amos, the second chapter, the fourth verse,
thus saith Yahweh, for three transgressions of Yehuda, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have despised the law of Yahweh.
They despise the law. That's why he's not going to turn away his punishment, even to his chosen vessel, the house of Israel, because he said they despise his law. If our people love the law of Yah, do you think they would be cooking some pork ribs on a grill today, tonight, and tomorrow, as they are doing on the 4th of July, when the Creator said himself in the Bible that when he comes back to earth, the very first thing that he said he would do when he returns to earth is to kill and destroy every person, not only Israelites, not only the heathens, not only the grown folks, not only the children, but every person that's eating pig meat, eating swine. Yahweh hates the swine so much that he told his people to not even touch it. It's put here to be a garbage can, a garbage man to consume the filth of the earth. And then master, your slave masters, gave this meat to you and made you love this meat because it's the only thing you could get as a slave. And then when he took the shackles off your hands, You still had it on your mind. And you still have a slave mentality. And you still love slave food. Chillings and pork chops and ham hocks and salt bacon. That's slave food. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A mind that's developing. A mind that loves itself. A mind that's trying to get healthy. A mind that's attempting to please Yahweh would not be attracted to no pig flesh. But tomorrow, more people in the black community will be roasting pigs than any people in America. More blacks to be shooting off firecrackers and cherry bombs than any people in America. You would have thought that it is us that is celebrating an Independence Day, when the reality of it, when they were celebrating their day of the independence, our ancestors were running the errands, cleaning the houses, picking the cotton, doing their labor free without getting paid because it was not our day of independence. No wonder Yahweh said our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Look what the true and living Elohim had to say about this pig meat in the book of Isaiah. Now, I want especially all my Christian brothers to look at this. Because Muslims, they will not eat pork except if they're hungry. Then that book tells them they can eat it if they're hungry. But Yahweh tell us not to eat it if we're hungry, or don't eat it under any circumstances. Yah did not pick or choose when we could disobey his commandments. He never gave us an authority, a right, a privilege, a time to disobey his laws. Here's what Yahweh said about the pig in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter.
Verse 17. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree, in the midst eating swine's flesh.
In the midst eating swine's flesh.
And the abomination.
And the abomination.
And the mouse.
And the mouse or the rat.
Shall be consumed together.
Shall be consumed together. Consumed means destroyed, brothers and sisters. Here are the words of the true and living Elohim. Now, you Jehovah Witness say y'all obey Jehovah, and you all call Yahweh by the name of Jehovah, and you said Jehovah is the Most High. Well, right here, the one you call Jehovah is saying don't eat no pig. The one that you call Jehovah is saying he's going to come back and kill everyone, consume everyone that's eating pig, and you all eat it in the kingdom halls. You invite people to dinner for this filth, and you have the gall, you have the audacity to masquerade yourself as Yahweh's witnesses. When the smart people know that read the whole book, that when Yah's talking about his witnesses, he's talking about the Israelites. Yahweh never had a bit mixed band of renegades that used to formerly call themselves Rustonites, now calling themselves Jehovah Witnesses, witnessing his word. And that's when you're really not witnessing his words today. The most you can say is that you're witnessing some of the words of Christ. You're not even doing that. You're witnessing Paul. Because most Jehovah Witnesses are Paul witnesses. They don't witness anything that Yahweh gave to his people to witness. Let me show you what Yahweh is saying here again. He said, they that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the garden.
Behind one tree.
Behind one tree.
In the midst. Eating swine's flesh. And the abomination.
Hold it. What I didn't show you is that this is what Yahweh said he was going to do personally. And the first thing he says he would do when he returned to earth, the 15th verse says, behold, Yahweh will come with fire and with a chariot like a whirlwind to render with anger with fury, to render his angry with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead with all flesh, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many. Then he tells you who these many are. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the garden behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination, and the mouth shall be consumed together, said Yahweh. So he said he's going to consume you people. They're celebrating the 4th of July, Fallen Master Charlie, Monkey See, Monkey Do. You've seen him with a firecracker and a cherry bomb, and now you out acting a fool. You hear him saying, I'm celebrating my independence, and you don't even know what the word independence mean when it comes to a nation of people. And you're talking about Independence Day. And you seen him eating the swine on that day. And on that day, what do you have? All the pig that your money can buy. You seen him buy turkey on Christmas, so what did you buy? Monkey see, monkey do. A turkey. You seen him on Christmas bring in a tree and drag it in his house for December the 25th, and what did you drag in? A rock? A pole? No, you dragged in a tree because that's what you seen Master do. Master, you're following Master. Monkey see, monkey do. You see him with a hood on his head and a rag on his head, calling himself a Muslim, saying he's Islamic, and what do you do? Now you beating your head on the sidewalk praying, talking about Islam, and you are the original seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the cream of the crop. You are the most holiest people on the earth, the only holy people that Yah chose to be a holy people unto himself above all the nations on the face of this earth. Notice what Yah said in Deuteronomy 7 and 6.
For thou art an holy people unto Yahweh thy Elohim. Yahweh thy Elohim has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
Above all people. That meant Christian people. That meant that meant atheist people. That meant Muslim people. That meant Hindu people. That meant Buddhist people. That meant German people. That meant European people. That meant Asian people. That meant all the people on the face of the earth. He has chosen you, thee, to be a holy nation. And don't give your joy and your honor to another. Praise Yahweh and him only. This is the message that Yah wants his servants to teach, to keep his commandments. And you know that you despise Yah if you're eating pig tomorrow. You are despising Yah if you eat pig any day. Here the Creator says in the book of Proverbs, the 28th chapter of Proverbs, the 9th verse, he says,
"He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination."
Did you hear what he says, brothers and sisters? I know you're turning your ear when I tell you don't eat that pig that you've got soaking in that little icebox, the refrigerator you was waiting to get ready for the morrow. We know you got it soaking and you don't intend on throwing it away. So you're turning your ear when you're hearing the law of Yah. But in the moment of your distress, who are you going to call on? The Creator said, when you find out that JC can't save you, when you find out that you can't call on him, who are you going to call on? You're going to call on the Most High, just like Christ's disciples did. The last thing they did is call on the Most High. Even though Christ of the New Testament taught all of his disciples that if they follow him and obey his teaching and teach his teachings to the world, he taught them that not one hair of their head would perish. That's what he taught them. Well, let me show you what he said, and you tell me if it was a lie or not. You call in and tell me if it's a lie. I think we want the book of Luke. I think we want the 21st chapter. And I think we want around the 18th verse. Let's see. It says, we're going to start at the 14th verse. Here's a Christ in the New Testament telling his disciples, don't worry about except in a debate with Elisha, because they don't even have to study. They don't even have to meditate on what they would say. They don't have to fear them as they all do, because he would be with them and he would give them a mouth speaking great thing. Listen to his words. He says,
"Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth of and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist."
Did you hear that lie that he told you ministers? And y'all know it's not true. That's mean y'all won't come on and have a discourse with me. Y'all know it's not true. You wish it was, because y'all would be breaking down this door to get to me, to prove to me that I'm telling a lie. But you know I'm telling the truth, and you know that this, what you just read, is a lie. That's mean you won't accept my challenge. Keep reading.
Verse 16, "And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death."
And some of you shall they cause to be put to death.
"And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake."
You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. All men will hate you for my name's sake, it said.
"But there shall not an hair of your head perish."
But there shall not a hair of your head perish. Well, the reality is that all of the disciples died a violent death. Most of them were beheaded, except one. Even though Christ told them, not a hair of their head will perish. Well, that's the reason you can't trust in this book. But I just wanted our listening audience to know the kind of questions that they can ask me today. They can ask me anything they want to about us being Israelites, anything they want to about other teachers omitting and teaching that we are Israelites. Even though I'm not prepared to go into the whole speech, because the truth of the matter is, I hadn't heard that whole speech of the Muslim minister yet, but I will hear it tonight, or at least by tomorrow. And then I can be prepared and better prepared to comment on everything that was said. Only thing I can comment now on one of the things that's written in the paper, because I did get a final call. So I want my beautiful brothers and sisters to know that I did read the paper and I heard some of the speech, so I can relate to what I personally know. And I can relate to what's true and what's the truth. And so if you have any questions about that, any comments about that, any questions about Helen Thomas saying the Jewish people need to go back to their home in Germany and Poland, and the questions about us verifying and bringing out the truth about the black man in America, the black people is not mixed up with these beasts that some of your foolish leaders will teach you all that black men come from a bunch of apes. I even debated a foolish man talking about he's a black leader, a black teacher, teaching black history, teaching our people that foolishness that we come from a bunch of very intelligent apes. And nobody could tell me yet why they haven't never found an ape with hair like the Most High. Why they ever found an ape with an afro, and why they will never find an ape with an afro. They can't tell me why that. Or you can talk about anything, any of the current events, this idol, anything. I'm opening up the lines right now. And right now, and we're going first to South Carolina, to Brother Don. Brother Don.
How you doing, Brother Alicia?
Excellent, as usual.
Yeah, I just want to thank you again for the for all your wisdom that you dispense upon our people. And my only comment really is I was listening to your program yesterday, and you were talking about how it's now been scientifically verified that the children of Israel are not mixed up with the so-called Neanderthal. And it verifies the scriptures that you brought out in Amos, that we are a peculiar people and a holy people.
Hello? Absolutely. It verifies the word of Yah all through the book, where the Creator said he made us in his own image and after his own likeness. And my Creator is not an ape.
Yeah.
And he's not the father of Neanderthal. That is out of another kingdom altogether.
Yes.
And I want my people to know this and understand this. Because we, whether you like it or not, and a lot of people don't like what I'm telling them, but they know that I teach the truth. And others, when they begin to lose some of their fear, they will begin to teach the same truth that I am, and they will omit the things that they know that I'm teaching are true. And you're going to have Christian ministers, and we're looking for them to come out and admit that we must keep Yah's law, that's our only salvation, and that the black man in America are the original children of Israel. So just admitting that we're the children of Israel and then going on about your pagan self and still engaging in your heathenistic and paganistic ways is not good enough. That's not good enough for Yah just to know that you're Israel. When we got out, kicked out of the land, all of our people know we were Israel as we were put on the slave ships, as we were kicked out of the land. We knew who we were, but knowing who we were did not save us. The only thing that could have saved our people is returning to the laws of the Most High. And these leaders are still not teaching that. They'll teach you that you're an Israelite, but they're not going to teach you that the reason you're in this condition is because you are not keeping Yah's commandments, and that we must return to those commandments to date. They're not going to teach you that. Or they lose money teaching you that. That's when they're putting pressure on you, saying you got to do this and you got to do that and you should do this and you should eat like this and you should. They're putting restraints on people then, and they don't want that. They want to open up their pockets to all the people's money, and the only way they can do that is just teach you the good things that's pleasant to hear, that you don't have to work for and you don't have to earn. But righteousness is something you have to earn, for the wages of sin is death. Thank you, brother. I appreciate your calling, Brother Don.
Thank you. I would like to also request that I could stay on the line. I'm out of North Carolina, but I'm down here in South Carolina, and I was wondering if I could just hang on and listen to the program.
All right. There's no other way you can listen?
Well, no. Okay, if you have to let me go, that's fine.
No, no. I'm just asking, is there any other way you can listen other than stay on radio?
No, I don't have my computer with me, but
right.
That's okay.
You can stay on, sir. You're on, okay?
Right
now we're going to go to Detroit to Sister Sharon in Detroit. Let's go right to Sister. Yes, ma'am.
Shalom, shalom.
Yes, ma'am. Shalom, shalom.
Good to hear you again. I pray that Most High continues to bless you so that you can continue to share and teach the book to us. And I just wanted to share something with you. Last Shabbat, I was on the Internet for Unity Shabbat service out of Brooklyn.
Yes, ma'am.
And they gave a list of the they announced the speakers for the day. And one of the speakers was Moray Alicia. So I was excited, you know, and I was waiting, listened to all the different speakers. And then they announced Moray Alicia. And this guy came, and I was expecting you. So I found out that there's another Moray Alicia. I'm not sure where he's from or his last name because they didn't say. But,
well, it wasn't me. But
well, I know it wasn't.
Those are some of my good, beloved brothers, and I'm glad they all came together.
Yeah.
And had I been notified about it, I would have been there myself, but I wasn't notified about
it. Okay.
And I didn't know until it was too late.
I see.
A couple of days before the event took place.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would have been there. I've been glad to be with my brothers and sisters from all over the world. But no, I am Alicia Elkanan Israel.
Okay.
Yes. When they said Alicia, the prophet Alicia, you know they're talking about me. Or Alicia out of Cincinnati, you know
mm-hmm.
they're talking about me.
Yes,
but,
sir.
I didn't know that there was another teacher named Alicia as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's news to me. Thank you, though. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
that. And are you listening on a?
Yes, I'm on the telephone.
Okay,
that's
the only way you can hear us today.
At this time, yes.
All right. Well, at this time, we're going to keep you on the phone, but if we have to let you go, I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Right
Shalom.
Now, we're going to go right here to Cincinnati, to Brother Shannon. I want to make some comments, Brother Shannon, or is that Sister Sharon? Is that? Let's go and see. Let's see, said the blind man. Yes.
To the Creator be all the glory. How you doing this evening, my brother?
Fine, brother. How you doing?
You know, I'm very grateful. I really appreciate you talking about a number of things you've talked about. And just even about tomorrow. I mean, it doesn't surprise us at all about what the people will do tomorrow. But just think about what a lot of them did today. Today was a day that they pretended to be cannibals. Now, we all know that when you're accountable, you're feeding the spirit of murder. And we wonder why murder rate is so high. These people were pretending to be eating bones and drinking blood. Now, what makes that so devastating is this. And it's really surprising because we know that there was never anyone to walk this earth named Jesus. The truth is, the only thing named Jesus was a slave ship.
You're right, brother.
So while they keep using that book, that whole book really should be thrown away because, first of all, when we examine who wrote the book, why they wrote the book, there were people who were evil, and all they did were evil deeds. And I think one of the things sometimes might really help the people, if the people can understand how to check to see what the words mean. We talk about the word, how important the word is. But the people constantly use words to keep them enslaved and keep them doing evil. When they worship a slave ship, we've been trying to tell them, all they're doing is invoking the spirit of evil. And I do realize, and you even did a lecture one time about what is the religion of the black man, and you even said the black man has no religion because the word religion means to enslave the people.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the things that they've gotten from their slave master, they could answer it in one little question. If their slave master treated them right, it wouldn't have been their slave master, so how could the slave master ever teach them right?
Hello?
And
absolutely.
So everything that they do, it always comes back to invoking
yes,
the spirit
sir.
Of rejection, the spirit of separation. And say, what are they separating from? They're separating from themselves and the creator that made them.
All right, sir.
Now, the last thing, if you don't mind, I'd like to comment on, because this is extremely important to yesterday and today. You told the people the truth. We've been trying to tell them that they did not come from an ape and that that other thing did not come from them. I realized one thing, that when the Creator made us, we don't need anything else to validate us. So if no scientist ever told them, we know the truth. We did not come from that thing. And one of the most dangerous things people have been trying to tell over the last several years is that that thing came out of us. If the Creator made us, we could not possibly reproduce such filth. And they can take it any way they want to. That is the foul and filth of the earth. And that thing could not have come from me. And if they really want to get it right, they need to stop cursing the Creator by calling the Creator a dog spelled backwards, God. Because
hello.
Those who gave them that word meant it and knew it to be something very, very evil. In fact, the word God means the devil.
Yes, sir.
So I love you, brother. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Keep on trying to do what you try to do, because the truth of the matter is, some want to live and some don't, and those who don't, they can just behead themselves today.
Hello.
To the Creator be all the glory, and
thank you. Thank you very much. That was very, very inspiring words of wisdom, and I hope everybody took those words in the deepest consideration, because everything Brother Shannon said is the truth and nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. Right now we're going to Brother Tyrone right here in Cincinnati. Brother Tyrone.
Yeah, how you doing there, Elise Israel?
Fine, thank you.
Good, I haven't spoke to you in a while. For the last 5 years, I've been listening to your program every Sunday, and I don't believe that I've missed one. Just want to make a comment about the program you have today.
Yes, sir.
And it's right on. It's dead on. And the comment I like to make is about the human-like creatures we know as hominoids and Homo erectus and sapiens and Neanderthals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up in North Avondale, and they're teaching us the...
And let me inject this real quick before I listen. You know, I sent copies of the news to the stations, the disc jockeys, I won't even name them, so they could inform our people of this great greatness. And but they didn't want to play it.
Of course.
And I waited weeks for someone to talk about it, but they didn't talk about it on the radio.
Because
now, if it was found out
truth.
Just the opposite, everybody been talking about it. If they found out that the black man came from apes, every station in the world will be talking about it. Radio, TV, and all of it. And the disc jockeys on this station be talking about it all the time. You understand?
Exactly.
Yeah, I told Alicia we came from apes. But when it verified that, no, we are God's people. We were made in his own image, and we don't have no ape in us.
Totally
we don't have no beast. Nobody want to talk about that.
I totally agree.
And I've waited for someone to come in, some minister, to talk about it, but nobody did. And I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and release the truth to them, since nobody is going to bring out the truth.
Well, you know, Alicia.
But go ahead and make it your statement. But thanks for allowing me to inject that in your conversation.
Okay. I drew one conclusion from the history that, you know, the white people taught our people, our black, you know, the blacks, is that this might hurt some people. If you took a monkey or an ape, Brother Alicia, and you shaved all his hair off his body. You know what color he would be underneath?
Yes, I do. Yes. He'd be white.
He'd be paint white,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, is there any scriptures in the Torah where Yahweh states that people come from apes? And according to what I know, in Genesis 1 and 27, Yahweh created man in his own image. Now, it doesn't say ape or any other thing. Is there any scriptures where he says we come from apes, monkeys, or gorillas?
No, there are no scriptures that said we came from apes, monkeys, or gorillas. But there is a scripture that indicates that by us breaking the Almighty's commandments and going out astray from his laws and spreading our holy seed with all the other people and all the other women on the earth and all of our women spreading their seed with all the men on the earth, that we would introduce ourselves to beasts. It says in the book of Jeremiah 31, verse 27,
"Behold, the days come, saith Yah, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man."
I mean, with the seed of other men and?
With the seed of beasts.
Because a lot of other men, as we found out, have the seed of beasts in them, all except African people. And that's what the Almighty warns us about. And that's the reason we should try to be glad and be elated who we are and try to love our
Bruce
own
Davis
women.
Is keeping.
And try to love our own women and love our own selves and try to integrate with our own people.
Right.
And because if not, then we ourselves can stand a risk of having this beast all through our system as well.
Well, Brother Alicia, I'm glad that you are here for us, and I just wish and pray that our people will listen diligently to Yahweh's words and to his prophet, Alicia. Just continue on the good work, and I'll continue to listen for the next 5 years. I really appreciate
you. Thank you, brother.
You,
thank
you. On the show. Thank you, and I'll continue to listen in.
All praises to Yah. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to go right to Cincinnati again, to the famous, renowned Black Line. Yes, the Black Line. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Elder, greetings, greetings. How you doing this day?
Oh, excellent, as usual. Thank you.
I got to say thank you again for another lesson, brother. You sharpened me and made me a sharp blade with your teachings that Yah have given you. Got to say that I've never learned as much as I've learned in 40-something years until I met you. Got to say that. Thank you. I wanted to mention about your subject matter where you was speaking about today's holiday, and I happened to speak to one of the reverends on the radio today, and he was proud to be an American, and he proud of this and that. And I asked him, would Moses be proud? Would he, after 400 years, be an Egyptian? After watching the rape and murder and slaughter of his people? Or even if you believe in J.C., do you think he would? I couldn't believe it that this man said, yeah, he think they would. And I said, well, he must have
read
the
book. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't want to know, but I know he can have any kind of divine understanding to be proud that his people were brought to this land as slaves and raped and murdered and brutalized and faced all kind of inhuman, undescribable things, and he's proud that we're not a people, we're not in our own land, we don't have our own culture, we're not speaking our own. He's proud that we're nothing.
He's proud. And I made the comment you made. I told him the same thing. By that, you know that these people are not of the holy people. You can't take pride in that.
But that, by this, you know how sick we are when you hear blacks say they're proud of the state that they're in. They have to understand the blood that goes and flows to their vein is not a new blood. It came from their ancestors. And that their ancestors suffered immeasurably to put some of them in the positions they're in today. I mean, it's good to have money, but to be proud of you being sent to this land for disobeying the Most High, proud because we're not back home yet because of our disobedience, and you proud? That's insanity to me.
And totally, it speaks for itself. And I was so taken back from it. I asked him a couple questions, but he was running out of time. Oh. But some of the same points you just made, I made unto him, and he still made, because you done taught me well, he done made the same point that he was proud.
Yep.
And there was no other place for him to be. And I just wanted to mention that in this day
so
the brothers could hear that. And I thank you, brother.
You're
welcome. I'll hang up and go back and listen to the radio.
All right, thank you.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Right now we're going to the beautiful Sister Hadia right here in Cincinnati. Sister Hadia.
Hey, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Look, I just keep saying that you keep doing the best one, but praise the mighty Yah for a prophet amongst us today. I mean, I am so full because today being the heathens' Independence Day, and here you gave our people such independence away from so many things, but to show them that we needed to be dependent on the mighty Yah. And everything you touched on, I mean, you touched on the communities, you touched on everything and tied that in. And if people cannot understand and recognize that Yah has put his spirit in you, then they just have to be dead.